Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode, I believe, 20 of my podcast, Let's Talk Sports. Sorry for missing Wednesday. I've been trying to get Javen back on to balance out my opinions and to make it less biased because my team is currently in the playoffs, and that's what most of these topics are going to be since the NFL postseason has started. And I don't want to be biased because obviously I don't want my team to lose, but unfortunately, I couldn't get Javen on. He plans on making it next week, so hopefully that works out and that he'll be here. This should be a quicker episode than most. The plan is right now is that today is my predictions for the postseason and the wild card round, and then a little bit of the what happened over in the MLB, and then tomorrow, which is Saturday, I'm posting again. I'm posting 3 days in a row. Every weekend I'll post every day if the schedule kind of stays what it is now, because the AFC teams play tomorrow. The Bengals, Raiders, and then the Patriots and Bills. So I'm going to cover those games after they happen and kind of talk about what happened and what each team did right and then what the losing team did wrong. And then on tomorrow, Saturday, so on Sunday, I'll talk about the two games then. And then I know it was a game on Monday night, but I probably won't talk about that game till Wednesday because I do have class. And that's part of the reason why I didn't post on Wednesday. My schedule is a lot crazier than I thought, and it's been kind of hard to just sit down and kind of do everything. Also, that is also the reason for the lack of YouTube videos as well. Just a little recap before I get going. And then also for those listening, this is an audio only episode. And last episode also ended up being an audio only episode due to my audio getting a little messed up. So this episode and last episode are audio only. And I think that the next two will also be audio only. But if it changes, I'll let you know. We're going to get into it. We'll start with MLB and then we'll hop over to the playoffs and kind of discuss what I'm talking about or discuss what I think. Sorry, I said word fart. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to cut it here and then we'll talk about the negotiations over in baseball. Alrighty, so for those of you who don't know, I feel like I say this every episode to talk about baseball, but currently in the MLB, there is a lockout, which means the MLB Players Association and the MLB itself are kind of at a disagreement about like where like the offer from baseball to the Players Association and like the deals they have going. And it's been quite a while. I feel like I believe the lockout happened end of November, so it's almost been two full months without any baseball. And pretty much I'll explain it again in case anyone didn't listen to any of the last few episodes, but baseball teams cannot use the likeness of players. So like if you look up the St. Louis Cardinals, which is the example I always use, and you look at on like say June 30th, there's a bobblehead night for their third baseman. Instead of saying Nolan Arenado, which is who the Cardinals starting third baseman is, it just says third baseman player bobblehead night because they can't use his name. And then if you also go to rosters of teams on like the Cubs website or the Cardinals or like the Dodgers, there's no actual picture of the player because the MLB is not allowed to use player likeness when it comes to their websites and such. But anyway, last Thursday, which was yesterday, baseball, as I'm recording this, it was yesterday, which I'm recording this on January 14th. The MLB and the Players Association held a meeting. I have not heard much about what was discussed or what was offered, but from where I'm standing, or from what I saw at least, from where it stands, baseball is in a little bit of trouble because apparently the players were very upset with what was offered, and it didn't go as well as people were hoping. And if this continues in the direction it is, I doubt baseball happens this year. I'm going to look up real quick because lockouts have happened before. And there's one. Yeah, so it was over baseball labor wars. And in 1994, on August 12th, players walked out and did not return until March 31st, making it a 232-day walkout. And the World Series was canceled. And it says it threatened the start of spring training, which is, if this deal doesn't happen by the, I'm guessing like in 10 days, like the 24th of January, I don't see baseball starting on time at least. I mean, I think you can always skip, like, shorten spring training and just start the season on time. But even then, it's kind of a stretch. And if it takes long enough at all, I just don't see a season happening because, I mean, not that the 60 season was bad with COVID. And I know I've talked about this a little bit in a previous episode, but it just wasn't as fun as the 162. Like, it kind of feels like football in a sense where, in football, you go 8-0 through the first few weeks, or you go 6-2. You're almost guaranteed to make the playoffs if you're a good team. I know there's some teams who can really choke it and really struggle, but most of the time you're guaranteed, like, to be able to clinch a playoff spot. But in baseball, you can go like 24-0 and then be a wild card team just because there's a 162 game season. And that's why I think baseball's so awesome. Same with basketball, 82 games, right? 82 games is just so much time to toss and turn, like with the team rankings and such. So it would kind of hurt like the excitement for baseball, I feel like. I don't really know how everyone as a whole stands with the 60 game season just because of when it occurred. Obviously with COVID, it made sense to do 60 games. But now that, not that COVID is gone by any means, but when you're in a more normal atmosphere and things are more normal than they were, it'd be interesting what people think then. That makes sense. But yeah, so baseball's not looking good. It's looking very unlikely that it starts on time. Every day is painful for baseball fans because, I mean, it was radio silent until a week before, like probably about like 2 weeks ago, the Wednesday. Sorry, there's an alarm going off. But yeah, it was reported that it was like silent. And then it was actually reported by Bob Nightingale, who is notoriously joked upon among the MLB Twitter and MLB fans because every time he tweets something, the opposite seems to happen a few days later, which is what happened. He tweeted that the Players Association and the MLB are like haven't discussed a meeting or something. I'll pull it off so I'm not misquoting him because I would feel bad. Right here, it says, oh, well, he was also the one who said that players were not impressed. So maybe players are. Anyway, it says, I have no idea. It wasn't that long ago. I wonder if he deleted the tweet. I don't feel like he would. Yeah, I can't find it. Maybe he deleted it. But yeah, anyway, he tweeted something like that and then it happened. So maybe we want Bob Nightingale to tweet that things are going really bad because maybe that means things are going really good. But anyway, I also saw scrolling through his Twitter just to kind of extend this a little bit. John Lester retired. For those of you who don't know, he was a pitcher on the Red Sox, Oakland A's, Cubs, Cardinals, and Nationals. I believe that was all his teams. He is a Red Sox and Cub legend. Obviously, he was part of the World Series team with the Cubs, and then I think he won two World Series with the Red Sox. He spent 9 years with Boston. And actually, the crazy thing is if you look at his some of his stats are like really similar. It's actually kind of crazy because he did really good with the Cubs in Boston. He struggled really bad in like his half a season with the Nationals. He did good with Oakland for the year he was there. And then when he played for St. Louis, he did better near the end of the season. I do remember that, but his ERA was still a 5.4, which is not very good. Can I check his game by game stats? I don't think I can, but anyway, he finished with 200 wins and a 3.66 ERA. As a Cubs fan, it really does suck that he retired a Cardinal, but it's whatever. Great career. Hopefully he can make a Hall of Fame run. I mean, I don't know. When it comes to baseball, I'm not too sure what it takes to make the Hall of Fame compared to football. I mean, obviously, if a player is good, like Mike Trout, obviously, is going to be in the Hall of Fame. And Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, and Tatis and Soto are a little young. But if they keep playing like they are, they're on pace to make it. But yeah, that's pretty much it for MLB and the Player Association thing. It's really unfortunate, and it's not good for the sports world at all. Because I feel like baseball comes at a time where sports are kind of dead, like the summer. Like, I find myself over the summer just, like, waking up at, like, 8 a.m. and then just watching a bunch of, like, baseball marathons and then binging baseball throughout the day because there's just so many games a day. But, yeah, not looking too good. I mean, we would be lucky if there was a season at all, but I haven't heard too much about other than from Bob Nightingale, which, like I said, take with a grain of salt. But we'll just have to wait and see and check every day, hoping that that things change and that they can come to an agreement sometime soon. But yeah, we're going to hop into playoff predictions. The best time of the year for football and the most anxiety-filled time of year for football. Like I said, relatively short episode. After I talk about the playoffs, I think that's really it. I don't want to overcrowd this episode considering there's going to be episodes for the next 2 days. So yeah, these next three episodes, well, this episode and the next two are going to be pretty relatively short. So on to playoff talk for football. Alrighty, a quick little disclaimer before I start this segment. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, I am a Patriots fan. My team is in the playoffs. So a little bit of bias might go into this. But just know that I'm going to try to be as honest and truthful as I can be. I did record the segment originally on the last episode, which was the last segment, but the audio got corrupted, so I have to redo it. So maybe I'll have a change of heart re-talking about it. It's been a couple days, but, I don't think I will. I think my picks made sense in a way, kinda, but I'm not the judge of that. Anyway, we'll start with Raiders and Bengals, which is the first game tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. And I do not see a single world where the Raiders beat the Bengals. The Bengals are playing really good football late, and their offense is just too high-powered, I think, for the Raiders. And then I think their defense will step up when they need to. I don't think the Raiders' offense is that good, and I think with a good enough coach, which Zach Taylor has been this year, I think you can stop the Raiders' offense. And, of course, obviously it's Joe Burrow and Derek Carr's first playoff game ever. So there's not like a step up on like quarterback experience, which plays a big role. Obviously, we've seen with like Tom Brady over the years and Aaron Rodgers and Big Ben. Big Ben, not as much, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Tomorrow's late night game is the game that I will be watching. Patriots and Bills. Now, sorry, the alarm went off again. But I have a hard time picking this one, obviously, because the Patriots are 1-1 against the Bills. They beat them in really, really awful conditions the first time, and then they got kind of handled the second time. They kept it close. The score looks different, like makes it look different, but the points they scored late weren't made it look like a larger deficit than it was. conditions are looking rough again. The wind is not nearly as bad, but it's going to be freezing cold, apparently. One of the coldest playoff games ever. And due to that, and due to the Patriots' awesome run game, and Bills' offense relying more on Josh Allen being good than the run game, I am giving the Patriots the upset win over the Bills tomorrow night. I'm not going to do scores because, if I'm being honest, I see most of these playoff games being awfully close, and I just don't want to put it out in the universe that the Patriots are going to like win by field goal or something, because I don't need that. My heart could not handle that. But yeah, anyway, I see the Patriots upsetting the Bills and moving on. I do think it's going to be a really good game, and I think this is like one of two games this first round where I could really see the other team winning and not be surprised. I think the Bills were very good, but if there's any coach that I'm counting on to make adjustments after a poor performance, it's going to be Bill Belichick. Obviously, with Mac Jones being a rookie, I do think it's going to be kind of like the first time where the Patriots are going to have to win by putting the ball on the ground, but I think their run game and their O-line is really good. I know Isaiah Wynn isn't playing their left tackle, but I do still think that they can put together something, a good game plan, and adjust to what the Bills did to them last time. The next game on here is Steelers and Chiefs. Now, I feel like this has a higher chance of a blowout than the Raiders and Bengals, so I am obviously going to pick the Chiefs. The Steelers really have no right making it into the playoffs, which is why I was a little upset that the Raiders beat the Chargers, because I feel like the Chargers really could upset some teams and make a move in the playoffs. I don't see the Steelers' offense good enough to keep up with any team in both conferences, but nonetheless, they made it, and now we have this matchup. Obviously, it'd be really, really, really cool if in Big Ben's final year they could pull a crazy upset like this, but the Chiefs are just too good, and they've been playing good football ever since like the halfway point of the season. So I think the Chiefs win, and I think this is one of the few blowout games we see in the playoffs as a whole. Moving over to the NFC, we'll do the Monday night game last. So we're going to go to Buccaneers and Eagles. Again, Eagles are I think the Eagles are a better 7-seed team than the Steelers. I think they're more complete than the Steelers. But I am going to pick the Buccaneers. It's hard to bet against Tom Brady. I know injuries and like Antonio Brown's situation all kind of hurts that roster. But they just signed John Brown, who I'm shocked wasn't picked up for a team in the playoffs. He's super quick and speed kills in the NFL. So I do see the Buccaneers winning, and I do see it being a pretty relatively easy game. And the Buccaneers will move on and continuing Brady's argument that he's the GOAT, which there isn't really an argument anymore. 49ers, Cowboys. So I've never really been sold on the Cowboys all year. I know they're very good. Their defense is a lot better than it was last year. Micah Parsons is obviously the defensive rookie of the year. But if there's any team that I expect an upset from that I would consider a good team, obviously I put the Bills already, but you know, I consider the Patriots a pretty good team as well. I would say the Cowboys are the team to get upset by a mediocre team, and that mediocre team is the 49ers, who I am picking to upset the Cowboys. The Cowboys just, I don't think, are good in the playoffs, and I think it's going to follow them. Their team is just too young, in my opinion, to really buckle down in a playoff game. And I think Shanahan, although I don't think he's the greatest coach, I think he's had experience in this realm. He made it to the Super Bowl 1 year. Jimmy G has made a playoff run before. So I do see the Niners beating the Cowboys. That defense is so good. And if Kittle brings his A game, which he hasn't done all year, but he's done some games, I do see him being able to win. So I am picking the 49ers to upset the Cowboys. And then moving on to Cardinals and Rams, I don't know what I picked the first time. I wish I looked, because this is one of the games I'm most on the fence about. Some days I wake up and I think the Cardinals just don't look the same, and some days I wake up and I think the Rams don't look the same. But I am picking the Cardinals to win, and that is solely because the Rams cannot play a game without turning the ball over. And in the playoffs, if you turn the ball over, you cannot win. There's a saying, I don't know if many of you have heard, but it's offense wins games, but defense wins championships. And that is true. You can turn the ball over or get turnovers, you are like guaranteed to win. So I think the Cardinals defense is way too good. JJ Watt has been practicing. And I think Matthew Stafford throws picks like a machine gun, like constantly is throwing picks. So I don't see, I see the Rams turnover problem really biting them in the foot here. And yeah, I see the Cardinals moving on, which I do think I picked the Rams initially. So there's a little change. Okay, moving on. AFC Divisional, and I am going to still do game picks every week because obviously this isn't actually what's going to play out. So just know that this isn't like my game, like my game picks, and I'm never going to do it again for the playoffs because it very well could be like the Bills and someone, or maybe the Raiders do pull an upset, or the Steelers, you know. But anyway, first one on here is Bengals and Chiefs. I am kind of on the Joe Burrow hype train. I've been a big Joe Burrow fan practically the whole year. I said in one of my earlier podcasts, I feel like he's the closest thing to a next Tom Brady. Not that he ever will be, but just the way he plays and how good he is, I think he is going to be like this generation's Tom Brady, or whenever Tom Brady retires, the generation after. And the Bengals already beat the Chiefs once, and they adapted late, which was huge for them. And I think that them being able to adapt and make game time changes is really what's going to put them ahead of the Chiefs. And I do think the Bengals are going to win, upsetting the Chiefs and moving on to the AFC championship round. Moving on to the other AFC game. So this is what I said in my last podcast, and I still believe it. The hardest opponent the Patriots have to play is the Bills. Obviously, playing the same team three times a year, you learn a lot about each other. But the Bills are probably the most dangerous team to the Patriots, I think, just because they have a great passing game. And although the Patriots secondary is really good, they can't apply pressure, which is what, like, you can be the best corner in the world, but if the quarterback has 10 seconds to throw it, you can't cover him. So Josh Allen being able to run and air the ball out kind of hurts them. So I do think the Patriots beat the Titans. They've done it once, and I know the Titans are going to have Henry back healthy, but I still think the Patriots can stop them and make Tannehill look silly like they did originally. So I do think both away teams win in the divisional and move on to the championship game. Again, I'm trying not to be biased, I promise. I know this looks really biased, but I strongly believe that the Patriots, if the Bengals win and the Patriots win, and the Chiefs, if that's how it plays out, I do think the Patriots' road to the Super Bowl is easier than it would be now, or harder than it is now already. Okay, anyway, moving over to the NFC Divisional, we have the Cardinals and Buccaneers. And I'm going to take the Buccaneers. I just don't think the Cardinals are good enough to beat the Buccaneers. Although the Buccaneers defense has been really awful, and the Cardinals defense, I mean, offense is pretty all around spectacular. I just don't think the run game is good enough to beat the Bucs. And I just think, again, turnovers are huge in the playoffs, and Brady knows how to kind of lock in when it matters most in the playoffs. And he doesn't turn the ball over as much. So I do think Kyler Murray is going to turn the ball over, and the difference is with the Rams, even if he turns the ball over once, Stafford will probably turn it over twice. So I'm picking the Buccaneers at home to beat the Cardinals in the NFC Divisional and move on to the NFC Championship, and proving that Brady is the GOAT, and scaring a lot of NFL fans out there thinking that maybe Brady can make another Super Bowl. Next one's Packers and 49ers. And now, although I want the Cinderella run from the 49ers because I like their defense, I do think the Packers are good enough to stop it. Rodgers has been great. Brady and Rodgers both have been great. But that team is just so good. And the defense, after they beat the Cardinals, that defense has stepped up and has looked very good. So I don't think the 49ers offense will really get going no matter what the defense does. So I'm picking the Packers to upset the Niners. I mean, not upset, to beat the Niners and make it to the NFC Championship game. All right, here we go. Championship matches for both divisions. We have Patriots and Bengals and Buccaneers, Packers. I'm going to start in the AFC, and this is where people are probably going to click off. Like I said, I think the Patriots' hardest game is their wild card match against the Bills. And I think Joe Burrow, no matter how good he plays, cannot outsmart Bill Belichick. And I think the Bengals defense, Mac, the Patriots can risk throwing the ball more against the Bengals than other teams because their defense isn't as good as like the Bills per se. I think of it of the clip when, if you've ever seen it, Bill Belichick and Ocharchenko meet at the 50 or whatever, and Belichick says, "Oh yeah, we're double covering you all game." And I think that's what the Patriots would do to Ja'Marr Chase. They'd like bracket him or something, and prevent him from getting the passing game going. The only threat I see that the Bengals have is that they're balanced and they have a run game as well. But other than that, I see the Patriots beating the Bengals and making it to a Super Bowl. And that would be Mac Jones's first year for a Super Bowl. We're seeing a Tom Brady pattern here. And then over in the NFC, the Buccaneers and Packers. If there's any team to bet against, it's the Packers in the championship game. And to be completely honest, although I just said the Packers are good, I don't think they're good enough to beat Tom Brady. Excuse me. I don't see myself betting against Tom Brady. Now, the Buccaneers very well could lose to the Cardinals or the Packers because they're so injury prone. But as of now, I'm picking them to win, and Brady getting a chance at his 8th Super Bowl. Right? 8? Oh my God, I love Tom Brady. How many? Or he might have 7. Yes, 7, not 8. Yeah, 7. Yeah, okay. I don't know why I said 8. Anyway, so yeah. I have the Super Bowl being Buccaneers Patriots. Obviously, this looks a little too ironic because I'm a Patriots fan and Tom Brady used to be on the Patriots. But I genuinely do think that these teams, despite not being the one seed, I mean, the Buccaneers are the two, but the Patriots I do still think are a very good team heading into the playoffs. I mean, I think 1-6 in the AFC is pretty good, and same with the NFC. 1-6 on both sides I could see making the Super Bowl. Even the Eagles a little bit, but they would have to be playing really, really good. But anyway, here's the Super Bowl, and here's my pick to win the Super Bowl in my dream world. Now, I'm pretty sure last time I said the Patriots. And I feel like I put them this far. I'm doing it. I'm going to say Belichick wins, and it pushes the narrative that Brady and Belichick were both good. Now, this one, honestly, if I were to be honest, I do think it could go either way. Like, I don't genuinely think the Patriots are going to win this if this is the Super Bowl matchup. Like I said, Brady's just too good, and he doesn't turn the ball over at all. But I do think Belichick would play off Brady's injuries, like the Buccaneers' injuries, and play to Brady's weaknesses. And just because of how close the game was in the regular season when the Buccaneers were healthy, I think the Patriots could beat the Buccaneers if they are injured. If they have a healthy team by the time the Super Bowl comes around, then I say the Buccaneers are going to win. But as of now, I got the Patriots winning with an injured Buccaneers team. And I know this kind of contradicts everything I'm saying before with the Buccaneers and Tom Brady not turning the ball over. But the Patriots don't turn the ball over because the Patriots don't throw very much. They run. I mean, the Patriots have been turning the ball over more this year than normal and have been committing a lot of penalties, which if they play like that against the Bills or any team, I don't see the Patriots standing a single chance. But if the Patriots play like good Patriot football, I can see this happening. But yeah, if the Patriots get knocked out, I'll modify this and change it. But just know I have the Patriots and Buccaneers and the Patriots winning. And there is no bias at all, I promise. But anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Like I said, I know it's a quicker one than normal, but I don't want to burn myself out this weekend because I have more to talk about tomorrow and Sunday and then Wednesday as well. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Once the playoffs are done, I'm taking a little 2-week break for the end of season 1. I'm going to keep pumping out episodes. I was planning on doing 21 to 24 episodes, but that definitely isn't going to happen because I'll have 22, I believe, by the end of this week already. So we'll probably get to like 30 or so, or 30 plus, and that will kind of be like my season length, however long this first season goes. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Have a great morning, night, afternoon, wherever you're listening from or whenever you're listening. And I'll see you tomorrow, January 15th, the start of the 2021 NFL playoffs. I'm very excited. And let me know what you guys think over on my Instagram, Let's Talk Sports 2021, or my Twitter, Let's Talk Sport, no S, 13, or even comment on my Anchor or send it a question or anything. But yeah, thank you so much for listening.